Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're talking about the White Sox offense, right?
And we're not talking about the Bears' schedule.
Not yet.
So open up against the Rams, huh? Mm-hmm.
Were you following the schedule release today?
Boy, I got to tell you, with rapt attention.
But Andrew Vaughn is a big, big story because he hasn't homered yet, and he's a big homer guy. He had, 50, 60 homers in his career at Cal, but he's hitting the ball well. Have you heard this yet, Danny? Frank Menachino left the set of a Scorsese movie to come and talk about hitters.
You paint houses. I heard you paint houses. Are you paint houses?
And he's asked about Andrew Vaughn. Listen up, Parko.
I told Andrew to hit 300. I don't care if you don't hit one home run, hit 300. Everybody wants to see the home run. I don't want to get excited, but the home run.
Can we get him on to break down the Bears' schedule? Wow. F the home run.
The home run.
Now, look here. I don't like that kind of talk. Now, just stop it. It upsets me.
The home run.
Oh. How can you say that?
Yeah, not even the cursing, because I enjoy home runs. That's the part that I'd like to see Andrew Vaughn hit home runs.
But that's
Tony
okay.
LaRusso loves it.
Yeah, he probably does.
The home run.
Is that what he said?
I do think it will come for Andrew Vaughn. He is going to hit for power in Major League.
The home run.
Andrew Vaughn clocks this ball left center field.
Se va. Sayonara, baby.
And there is his first Major League home run.
Home run.
Su primer cuadrangular en las Grandes Ligas para Andrew Vaughn.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Any of you guys bet Andrew Vaughn to hit a home run last night? We were talking about it enough.
I don't bet on baseball with money on websites or apps or the like.
Just with fantasy.
Just with fantasy.
Mm.
And in our home run pool.
Yeah. Got it.
And as part of Shane's parlock the other night that I don't think hit, it was a parlay, but it was also a lock, so it was a parlock. Did that technically break my vow to not bet on baseball if I threw $10 at Shane for the parlock?
Bet I can get you gambling by the end of the day. No way.
No way.
Give you 3-1 odds.
I'm
nope.
In.
5-1. Nope. 10-1. You're on. Yeah. Yeah. Technically, that bet you placed on baseball was you betting on baseball.
But I don't think, Shane, did you place a $20 bet on the parlock?
I had to do two $10 bets, yeah, because mine was in already, so I did a carbon copy of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I've done it.
So you've bet on baseball.
I bet on baseball.
It was a lock, by the way, though.
I felt good about it.
Yeah, it was a lock.
Yeah.
But it just didn't win.
Yeah, it was one of those locks where the key breaks off inside the lock.
Yeah, you got to call it locksmith.
Those are the worst kind of locks. You know, here's the thing. I don't think that should count because I didn't hear half of the parlock bet. Like, there were six things that needed to happen. I didn't know what three of them were, and I still just went along with Shane for support.
Well, so are you going to just give back your winnings when you win the home run pool with Nelson Cruz and whoever else you picked?
Nelson Cruz and Franmil Reyes, and I sit atop the home run pool. Well, what are the winnings? We still don't have a prize, do we?
$500 from Mitch to a charity of your choice.
Yeah, that's right. No, so that's just for the charity. I'm not going to give that back.
Okay.
I mean, I might siphon off a little of it.
you take your 10%, obviously.
Of course.
Your finder's
fee. The kids will have enough to eat.
For $450.
It's terrible.
It really is terrible.
I'm not going to take anything.
You're not going to bet on baseball until you start winning while betting on baseball.
And then I'll take the charity's money.
You'll take the charity money. God.
Good vibes, babe.
I work with the fakest nice guy in the world.
Oh,
Jason Goff was right. You have the whole city fooled.
That's not true. That's terrible. It's a mean thing to say. I know you're feeling it. You've been feeling like you're playing defense against all of us. Yesterday should have been
you
a celebratory day.
You just swarm around me like gnats. It's just unbelievable, this orbit that I'm in.
Yeah, yesterday should have been a celebratory day for good old 18 as he scooped the schedule, and it was just nothing but abuse all afternoon long, and he came in with an axe to grind. You guys feel it? You guys feel it today? I do.
What's up?
See, they're not watching. There was a highlight in the White Sox game. Again, it's just unbelievable. What happened?
Billy Hamilton saves the day, everyone.
Yeah. As we always said he would, that's why he's out there.
Hey, yeah, your guys are just coming through today, right? Shane, you love Jake Lamb. He
always
hit a home run.
Always will.
Yeah, yeah. But then Jake Lamb made an error at first base allow a run to score.
We're looking at Jake Lamb's plus minus today.
Okay. Exactly. And why is Jake Lamb playing first when Andrew Vaughn's in the lineup? I don't get that.
You don't know how to play first base. Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
See, that's the thing. You got Vaughn. He knows how to play there. That's his position, in fact. I know he's been good in left field, but left field is where you put somebody that you don't want to have in the lineup. But, you know, it's neither here nor there.
I'm just saying I'm excited for today's show because the last time we did a show during a White Sox day game, Tony La Russa admitted to not knowing the rules.
That's true, and we had first crack at the big news.
It was very exciting. Johnny Cash was involved. There were all sorts of conflicting reports. Yeah. People were calling in furious and demanding firing. So it's a one-run game right now. Who knows what could happen? The possibilities are endless. I'm practically giddy with emotion.
I was quoting rules on Twitter, and then people are throwing rules in Johnny's face or Tony's face, whichever one he is, after the game. But since then, the White Sox just keep winning. They just keep winning. They're the best team in baseball.
I'm guessing you know the rules better.
Far and away, the best run differential in baseball. They've scored 9 runs at least for 4 games in a row for the first time since, 1912 or something ridiculous like that? They're on fire.
They're on fire, and they might just be the best team in baseball.
Yeah, we're the best team in the American League.
At least that, Tim. Mm-hmm. No question about it. But I got to say, the vibes, and given that the White Sox are between innings, they're in a commercial. We could talk to everybody here on the show. It's feeling good, man. Cubs sang open it up, 60%. White Sox opening up. The CDC saying vaccinated people, vast majority situations now, do not need to wear masks indoors or outdoors. Mm-hmm. I personally, just because of the things going on in my own family life,
I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
Me personally, it's just been hang out with my immediate family, my parents, Brad, the health issues and all of that. So for me, once they all got vaccinated, that was the tremendous relief for me. And Brad's vaccination was up a couple weeks ago when he passed it, and that was great. But I got to say, 65, 70 degree weather, that news from the CDC, this news from baseball, collective tensions decreasing a little bit around here.
I think that's true.
Feels good, right?
It does feel good.
A little bit of John Lester's normalcy, dare I say?
A little bit of normalcy and the sun peeking through. I put
summer, baby.
Put on my helmet and rode a divvy to work today. Felt terrific. And yes, this city in the summer, we know there's very little that's better than that. And the big news for baseball, those capacity numbers, that's a real thing. That's 60% for the Sox, 60% for the Cubs. Both of them are going to have vaccinated sections where social distancing need not be observed. So you'll have people kind of packed in like sardines the way that that they have been for decades, theoretically, if they want to go see the teams play.
Here's my question about that, though. If the CDC now is saying that vaccinated people don't have to obey the 6-foot social distancing rule outdoors, then why shouldn't every section just be you can sit next to whoever you want?
Because not everybody there will be vaccinated.
That's the answer.
Yeah. Because they're not making you prove vaccination in order to buy a ticket.
We'd already be.
I love Shane.
I'm so sorry about that.
No, you're good.
I know. I love him. He's like, Wait,
I'm just so itchy to get rid of this mask. How many hack-ass businesses are still going to make you wear a mask inside?
Well, The problem is that not everybody has decided that the vaccine idea is a good one. I know the personal freedom that I feel having been vaccinated.
It's like, amazing.
It is amazing. Wherever I'm like, hey, are you vaccinated? Oh, yeah, me too. Okay. And you take off your masks and you live a normal existence and have a normal conversation. It's quite something.
Because I know someone, it's secondhand, but of someone who traveled without vaccination, went to a bachelorette party. Mm. Someone on the trip went with COVID, still in Mexico.
Oh, God.
Three of the girls came back with COVID.
Oh, God.
One in the hospital.
Really?
Yeah. Still out there. Now, traveling to Mexico.
So OJ was right.
COVID-19 is still out there.
I'm just saying. It's like traveling to Mexico without a vaccination. Pretty dumb.
Uh-huh. That's all I hear. Turn on television. Like, COVID.
But we'd be at 100% capacity if everyone would just get vaccinated. Honestly. Like, because it's the ticket out of here.
Yeah.
So I feel great because I'm vaccinated. You feel good because you're vaccinated?
Yeah, I do.
You guys feel good? Vaccinated?
Yeah. I also feel like if you don't get the vaccination,
you stay home.
Yeah, well, that's what
you're
I'm saying.
You're not allowed
though.
To leave.
But bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. If you're making the dumb decision to not get vaccinated, you're probably making other reckless decisions.
Yeah, it does feel like, you know,
they go together.
I'd like to sign up for polio. Where do I get that? Tell me where the polio is, and I'll go there and hang out there. Yeah, no, I know it's not quite as black and white as that, people. But yeah, it seems to be like the freedoms of the many could be enhanced. But you know. We're going to get there at a slower and more deliberate rate, but we still are going to get there.
The greater good. That's what got us through this pandemic in the first place, is everyone uniting for a common cause.
Yeah.
Right.
We did that well.
Yeah. God, how long ago was this? Two marches ago now at this point? It's unbelievable.
And you know, they're playing rugby in New Zealand with full crowds. That's 18 months ago.
God.
This could be us. That's 12 and a half months ago.
But think about how sad it is. Like, we're like 60% at Wrigley Field. Woo! By the 4th of July, baby. Let's go.
And the Cubs are trying to time it out. All right. How many games under 500 are we by the time the 60% thing comes? And how close is that to the trade deadline? And, carry the one. And that means we'll be able to make a certain amount of money. Maybe we can add a player by the time the deadline comes.
It's a lot of factors
to
consider. No, but it is a weird thing because this is, the weather's great, the news is positive, the CDC news is positive. It feels like we're coming out of this, and then there's Matt Nagy, close contact with a family member, and he's not going to be able to attend. It's virtual anyway. But for the mini camp, and I'm like, wait, Matt Nagy's not vaccinated yet? How the hell is that possible? But he's apparently between dose one and dose two, and they're just being precautious. Like he hasn't tested positive, but he had close contact with someone, and he is between doses of the vaccine. But like, it surprised me that Matt Nagy's not done with his vaccination yet.
I agree. And that was big news. Describe the virtual minicamp, because it's not quite all virtual. Like, some coaches will be there with Fields, right? This is a confusing moment because I think, like, Nagy's going to be on the computer, but I think some people actually will be there. It's a very weird confluence of events at this moment.
I'm not 100% sure which is which, frankly, but I know that Matt Nagy... It was going to be virtual anyway, but some of the coaches, right there, they have to be at the facility, right? Because they had slim. It's all very arbitrary. Everyone's doing things because you were able to have 10 people in your draft room, right? And I read Adam Johns' story about the Bears draft process, and it was like Ryan Pace flew in every scout, but only 10 people could be in the draft room. So when they drafted Justin Fields, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace then went to George McCaskey's office. Because George McCaskey was not one of the 10 people in the draft room, but he was at the facility in his office. And then they went down the hall to their other coaches that were all in their offices to all celebrate the pick. So, like, everybody was allowed to be at House Hall, but they all couldn't be in a room together. So it's just... Is that recommended by the CDC? I have no idea. But you know what I mean? So it's all very strange in our new reality in this very unique Chicago sports situation.
Here's why we're confused, because Justin Fields will be on the field. The rookies will be on the field for instruction outside, but then the meetings they have will all be virtual. So it doesn't matter if Nagy's not there.
You could be outside.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But once it's time for meetings, everybody's going to go to what? Their own room at Hallis Hall or back to a hotel room or they sit in their car and do the meet. I don't know what the hell they're doing. But Matt Nagy will be virtual, even though, and the meetings will all be virtual. But this is after they're all together outside. We are in this very complicated Chicago sports situation.
Yeah, we're transitioning. But at least in this case, we're transitioning.
We are transitioning.
But we're transitioning back to open. Like we are, the weird part now is, okay, it's getting better. It's still weird. Everyone doesn't still fully understand the rules, and yes, some people are messing it up for everybody else because we're not fully there yet. But at least we're moving in the direction of 25% to 60% as opposed to everybody stay in your homes and lock the doors. We have no idea what the hell's going on.
Absolutely. I'm looking at camps for my child.
Amazing.
To go to. You know, like, you're going to actually be able to go and hang out with kids and play sports and maybe even swim. Oh, my God. Swimming outside together with people. This could be a glorious summer for a lot of folks.
It's gonna be amazing. I have someone in the Justin Fields development that I want to put a spotlight on. The Bears assistant coaches spoke, and they just range the gamut of entertaining to saying absolutely nothing. And we will continue to update you on a one-run White Sox game. And if Shane has any more questions, he will just blurt them out. He has carte blanche. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score. I should turn on my microphone. Being back in the studio is so great, but I'm rusty. We're talking about like being reintroduced to society in the wild.
Yeah.
Even though I've been here for weeks and weeks now, I've forgotten to turn off my microphone or turn on or off my microphone more times in the last month than I did in the first 3 years that I worked at The Score.
It'll all come back.
Yeah, I assume so.
It'll all come flooding back. That's for sure. But I understand it's been an interesting time in everybody's life. That's for sure. As people have pivoted with their businesses, people have had to ideate and come up with different ways to do it. If you're fortunate, you've been able to work from home and not lose any employment, and then you can shift back to working on site. Or will companies even have you back?
That's
the part that's interesting to me. Like the stuff that has changed that is not going to change back just by virtue of convenience or cost.
A huge percentage of it, people just figured out. We were talking about therapy the other day, right? We all are in talk therapy. You guys feel the need to go to a brick and mortar therapist, wait in a waiting room, do the commute, turn an hour session into a hour 40, 2 hour long enterprise?
I don't.
Up on Zoom and you're good to go.
Yeah.
I actually asked my therapist about it last time, and she said that, you know, like the highly depressed people or people that maybe would have suicidal thoughts or terrible things like that, where there's actually like you want to be reading more body cues and some of those facets where like the commitment of going and being in person and the comfort of it.
Mm-hmm.
So she will always offer the in-person stuff, but she said that she expects the vast majority of her clients to do it by technology the whole time.
Don't you think we've all kind of learned to be a little bit more vulnerable and real on Zoom or on technology that way? Like we've had no choice but to try and be more of yourself online.
I've had to take some therapy sessions in some weird places though. Haven't you? Like you were in a similar situation to me before I moved. Like you don't live in the biggest place.
I know. I'm laughing because we have a couples one tomorrow morning, and Christine's supposed to drive and pick up somebody at the airport. So we're like, all right, can we do this in the car? Okay. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think we can.
That goes the other way. Like, it does really bring into like, Zoom therapist etiquette is a real thing. Like can you have a glass of wine during therapy?
I don't believe so. No.
Is that inappropriate?
I don't think that's advisable.
I've done it. I've done it. Steph said it was very inappropriate and unprofessional. I was like, really? It's been a tough day.
Yeah, but that's, you're supposed to have the therapy to work through that so you don't have the alcohol to work through.
I know,
that.
But I normally have a glass of wine around 7 p.m. and the therapy session was at 7 p.m. and it's over Zoom and I'm already in my slippers. What am I supposed to do? Delay the red?
That's why you schedule that at 9. So the mimosa is really the only possibility, or the Bloody Mary for the session.
I can't decide if I would be. I've always done afternoon or evening therapy. I don't know. Morning's better for you?
I think mornings are good. I wouldn't do noon or 11 or something like that right before a radio show. Just wouldn't find that advisable. But how about Zoom media session etiquette? Like, I don't know if you're ever watching some of these Zooms and you're like, oh, look at that. Bruce is in his car.
Yeah, we were listening to one of the Bears coordinators before the show, and the reporter was like, yeah, I'm wearing a hat to cover up my bedhead.
Yeah, nice. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's Dan Wiederer. Yeah. That's a Callaway hat just to cover my bedhead. Sure.
It's fantastic.
It's the way it is. And even at the ballpark, you know, when I'm doing times that I've done pre and post, and the fifth, got one, my next one on the 30th of May. But at the ballpark, and there's the Cubs pregame Zoom, and all of the reporters who are usually there or have been there historically in person are home. There's Sahadev Sharma in his backyard on his Zoom asking a question. Bruce or others in their car just, you know, pulled over on the way to the ballpark.
And I wanted to go back for access purposes, obviously, but the vast... Doesn't it feel like the majority of jobs work like our sales staff, for example? You need a brick and mortar office? You have to have access to a conference room.
Depends how long the lease is.
Okay. But honestly, like, you have to have access to a conference room for if you want to do a big meeting and you want to have a meeting place.
Agreed.
But in terms of your day-to-day of making calls and going out and seeing clients, can't you make those calls from home and then leave from your home to go meet the clients? Do you need the office?
I think there's a lot of camaraderie, especially with those sales guys upstairs and girls upstairs. I think you bounce ideas off of people. It's good to see other people that are also doing the same thing you're doing, as opposed to just having to like pay attention to your dumbass kid on their Zoom call.
See, this ties into something we were talking about pre-show, when I was talking about how the Brewers are breaking rank and kind of allowing more media access for player interviews. And I just think that idea is kind of relatable as we're talking about, like, who's going to be allowed to go back to work? Like, is a sales staff going to be allowed to go back to work? And will you see a decrease in the quality of the product? Are baseball announcers going to be allowed to travel? Or are baseball people going to be allowed to have access? And do you see a decrease in the quality of the product or not? It becomes really personal in terms of how you quantify that. I don't know if our listeners have seen a decrease in the quality of the product of some of the sports that are covered from afar.
I think there are clear ways that there have been in that regard, but in an industry like sales, you could just do it by a balance sheet. Now, of course, all business has been off by COVID, so it's like, are your sales down because business is different, or are your sales down because you don't have the camaraderie in the office? Like, that will take years to do studies on this, but I think broadcasters not being there in person, not having the access. We can keep talking about it as the world keeps opening up, and I'll get you to the Justin Fields point in a little bit, as the White Sox are still in a one-run game, but Lance Lynn in some trouble. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.